Let's do one of these, man. Let's do a legal ID. WAIF Cincinnati. It's the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We're talking about ugly places in the Queen City. We're talking about the ugly spots of Cincinnati.
I hope they don't hang up on me.
No, I hope so. I hope they don't. I mean, you know, I hope they're cool about it. You know, the Dan said to call, so we'll hold him responsible. I bet they're not open 24 hours. I bet he lied. You know, I've been to your house.
Good evening, Chili Company, Carry On Catering.
Hi, is this the Chili Company, Carry On Catering? Hi, I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together, we're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Dan told us to call.
Who told you to call?
Dan.
Dan who?
Dan, your regular customer. He said ask for Sharon, Judy, or Jason.
Okay, I'm Judy, but which Judy is he talking about?
The Judy that's Dan's friend.
Oh, both of us is friend.
Well, great.
Also, you do know Dan?
Dan Mohan?
Dan, a crusty old... Fart. Anyhow, Dan called us tonight because other people have been calling and they've been
running down
Lower Price Hill, saying that Lower Price Hill is kind of a not a real nice place to be, and he called to defend it.
Yeah,
what can you tell us on behalf of Lower Price Hill?
Well, a lot of things they say is not true because other kids from the other area come down and tear it up.
Like what areas? What kids?
Oh, from in Price Hill come to Lower Price Hill and tear it up, and then they think Lower
Price Hill. So Upper Price Hill comes down to Lower Price Hill, kind of like when Upper Egypt invaded Lower Egypt and killed all the people down there, right?
Yes, I guess, but I mean, that's the way it is.
Kind of like when North Korea invaded South Korea.
Yeah.
Kind of like when North Vietnam invaded South
Korea. Okay, I don't want to cut you off, but I've got 10 people in front of me wanting to order.
Whoa. Okay, will you all tell them all to tune in to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, 88.3 FM.
Absolutely deliver.
Hey,
okay,
do you deliver?
Thank you.
Do you
Bye.
Deliver?
Bye.
Man, I was going to trade a few mentions for some chili dogs. That's just what I need as I guzzle this pink cement straight from the bottle. Yeah. I need some chili dogs. I've never had this brand.
I heard you had some mighty fine fajitas tonight.
I tell you what, there's a certain young lady in the Queen City that's going to be slapped with an attempted murder charge in the near future. She fed me fajitas like Friday, and I am still get the commode hugging, you know what. Zach, what's going on?
Hey, you're gonna mess up a whole lot of stuff if you messing with Lower Price Hill. Hey, I ain't going for that Upper Price Hill stuff. We ain't going down there messing with them people.
Oh, so basically you're saying Cabin Creek is really Upper Price Hill.
Hey, Zeke, you've let out a tactical error.
You're slipping. Too many drugs have eaten into your brain. You can't even remember where you live anymore. You're confusing Cabin Creek with Upper Price Hill.
Yeah,
Zeke, your brain is like a cancerous lung. There are big, giant, gaping holes in it.
What about that new fag bar they got down there?
Yeah.
Hey. So, Zeke, I hear that the kids from Cabin Creek have been coming down into Lower Price Hill recently and tearing up the town.
They're going down there and crapping on their streets, too. But look, they're right next to the old crapper factory.
But all the hookers are up there in Cabin Creek.
Oh, man, there ain't no hookers up here.
Man, they're all in Cabin Creek. They're not hanging out down in Lower Price Hill, nice part of town.
All I can say is I met them people down there, and they're mean-spirited.
What do you mean they're mean-spirited?
Well, you heard them.
Unlike you.
Hey, they got a new bar down there.
Oh, yeah? What's it called?
Dave Hughes' bar.
Oh, I figured you were setting us up for a joke there.
No, and they think that's a fag bar.
they're real mean-spirited, unlike you.
they got fags in that place.
Later!
Hey, let's try to insult every stereotype we can think of tonight.
I tell you what, man. So should we go on a field? We should do some kind of field trip. So if there's any part of town that wants to get the Chamber of Commerce or some kind of welcome wagon to, let Chris and Rob come to that part of town and judge for ourselves what the ugliest and most beautiful parts of Cincinnati are, we'll damn sure do it.
Frank, you're on the air, neighbor.
I think that Dan's insane. Price Hill is just nasty, period.
Why do you say that?
Are you saying all of Price Hill or Lower and Upper and Cabin Creek?
Just Price Hill, period.
So both neighborhoods, Upper and Lower.
Are you buying the argument that the kids from Upper Price Hill or maybe the kids from Cabin Creek are coming down into Lower Price Hill and messing things up and stirring up trouble?
They're all hillbillies. They're all the same.
Painting graffiti everywhere.
Hey, when I was about five...
Frank, you may be a marked man.
When I was about maybe 5-6 years ago, I used to get bored. I would call the Lower Price Hill Chili Company and call and ask for a reservation.
Yeah.
I called and said I want to make a reservation, and they talked to me for 5 minutes trying to explain to me that they're not that kind of establishment. That's what you should do.
Maybe we'll call the Norwood White Castle and ask them.
They already did.
Oh,
I
did ordered, you?
I ordered 20 White Castles and 3 large onion chips under an assumed name.
We're big time, Charlie.
To get your respect back.
We are big time. You're paying for all this crap. You're paying for any fines we... Not you, Frank. Chris, you're paying for any and all fines we incur.
All right, well, thanks.
All right, take it easy, Frank. I'm not taking a fall for this.
Yeah, you are.
I'm Pontius Pilate, baby. My hands are clean.
I'm pinning it all on you, baby.
Nope, we'll roll the tape back.
Okay.
We'll roll, and they'll hear your squeaky, whiny Forest Park voice saying the phone number.
No, they won't.
They won't hear my rich, melodious Hamilton baritone.
the round mound of sound.
That's Kenny Price now. Mitty, what's going on?
Nothing much, fellas. How's it going?
Hey, man, we're talking about beauty and we're talking about ugly.
Yeah, I know some ugly spots.
Name them.
Oh, right where the Mill Creek flows through the industrial heartland there.
Hey, if you could throw anybody into the Mill Creek, who would it be?
I don't know. But,
come on, be creative. If you could throw anybody in the Mill Creek and have no repercussions, who would you throw into the Mill Creek?
Bill Clinton.
Okay, that's what we were looking for.
Hey, yeah, that sounded like Beavis or something. Back to,
Cool, Mitty.
Back to the sewage treatment plant. I mean, that's right next to Queen City Barrel.
Mm-hmm.
But I always thought it was like Spinning Fields stinking up that place with the Bengals.
What a melodious 1-2 punch. Or an odiferous 1-2 punch.
I heard a cool little fact, though. I was thinking of it when the guy from the sewage treatment plant was talking. Oh, MSD is Metropolitan Sewer District.
Yeah, we knew that. Our lovely Jim, the science editor, let us know.
Yeah, but I know this guy who works for a
company. All right, I'm bailing for a few minutes.
He builds the sewage treatment plants like in little small towns in Kentucky.
Yeah.
And they have that same stuff that guy called cake, and they throw it in like a big field, I guess like that guy was talking about them lagoons. And because of all that shit in there is fertilizer.
Watch your language.
Oh, sorry. What do you think grows out of there? Tomato plants and watermelon plants, because people eat them seeds. Tomato plants grow out of there all the time.
Really?
Isn't that wild?
I would expect a big giant beanstalk to grow out of there.
Well, because so many people eat tomatoes and they got them little tiny seeds in them, tomatoes mm-hmm. can grow in it.
Really? That's something. You mean the acid in your stomach doesn't eat them little
doesn't
seeds?
Doesn't hurt up? The seeds.
And watermelon too, huh?
And the rest of the crap fertilizes it. And that's how they grow. Cool. And he said they grow really good.
Well, do they pick them and sell them up at the T-Way?
I don't know.
That would be something. Okay, what are you doing tonight, Mitty?
Just hanging out.
Doing what?
I just couldn't sleep.
What part of town you calling from?
North College Hill.
North College Hill. What do you think about Lower Price Hill? It's been a big bone of contention tonight.
Yeah, I heard that. I don't know. I used to go through there quite a bit. It's not real bad. I mean, it's...
About Winton Terrace. That's not too far from your burg. About Winton Terrace.
Oh, I was going to say that. Down there in SD and King's Run, yeah. Where all them projects are, and there's plywood all over all the windows. That's nasty.
There's a nice big dump on SD Avenue, too.
Yeah, that thing's... Well, that's not too bad. I've been in that dump, too.
Really? What was your business there?
We used to go in there and play.
You played in the dump?
Yeah.
Don't play in the dump. Who do you think you are? Bill Cosby?
Hopping methane or something?
Well, yeah, it's not really a dump. I mean, inside there, it's a big landfill, but part of it's just a big, giant hole where they dredge out sand, I guess. Yeah. And there's a lake down in there, and the lake's like 800 feet deep, they say, but it's real small.
800 feet?
Yeah.
That's pretty deep, man.
But because they dredge out all the sand out of it, and they just keep going deeper and deeper, and it's like a real tiny lake, but it's real deep.
800 feet though, come on.
I think so. I don't know though, it's just a rumor.
Cincinnati's only like 500 feet above sea level.
Yeah, that's Mount Rumpke. That's the highest point in the county now.
We need somebody from that plant down there, from that big dump yard, to call us. We can't seem to locate anybody down at Mount Rumpke.
Try calling that place that with the deep lake. You know what it's called?
No, I don't.
Elda.
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 Write that down.
It's on SD, I think.
Well, thanks, Mitty.
All right,
one last comment in. What's your last comment for the night?
That's all I had, but I couldn't believe how mean-spirited that girl at the White Castle was.
Oh, I know, man. She was a B-I-T-C-H, wasn't she?
She was up there in the top two, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'd like to throw her in the Mill Creek.
Yeah, really?
You don't diss on my boy, Chris.
Or in the big 800-foot lake or in there.
Yeah. Okay,
right,
thanks.
We'll see
you. Later. 749-1444. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Stay tuned. We have Kung Fu Theater coming right up. Tri-state weather looks like this. It's dark out. Not only that, today it's going to be mostly cloudy. High of 48, getting down as low as 33. Might be kind of cool, so wear a jacket. Chance of showers early in the morning, so take an umbrella to work just in case if you're going to stand out at the bus stop for a while. Mostly sunny Thursday and Friday with temperatures gradually rising. Currently in the tri-state, it's what, Jim? You're not on the air. Tell me.
A nice, cool, and chilly 52.
Okay. You know, at the big radio station, they just beep into your headset, and then I would say it's a nice, cool 32. Okay.
Tom.
Yeah?
I understand you want to defend the character of Lower Price Hill.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
What's that guy got against hillbillies that live in Lower Price Hill?
Tom, are you a hillbilly?
No, I just sound like one.
Okay. Do you like Lynyrd Skynyrd?
No, but...
Molly Hatchet?
Who?
Molly Hatchet.
No.
What about the Ozark Mountain Daredevils?
I like Bill Monroe.
No, he's great.
George Jones.
Okay, Tom T. Hall.
Merle Haggard, yeah,
okay.
Tom T. Hall.
Right on. Okay, so you're good in my book again.
Oh, okay, thank you very much.
Okay, so what's this about Lower Price Hill you want to defend so much?
Well, why is everybody saying it stinks in Lower Price Hill?
Because it do.
Oh, now, come on.
Because MSD and the Queen City Barrel Place and everything and...
Well, MSD, I have to concede to that.
Have you ever gotten some Chinese food with a little too much MSG in it?
Oh, my God, I wouldn't want none of that.
Okay, so so let's suppose I'm taking my girlie out for a date. We're going to go to Lower Price Hill. Where should we go?
Where should you go? To
yeah.
Lower Price Hill?
Yeah.
Well, I don't go very much, very many places, but...
Okay, what is there to do in Lower Price Hill besides smell the stench?
Smell the stench?
Yeah.
What stench?
The stench of Lower Price Hill.
Oh,
that's what we've been talking about since 2 o'clock.
Huh?
Huh?
There's no stench in Lower Price Hill. Until they start that turd pusher you was talking to a while ago.
Uh-huh. The turd pusher.
You know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about.
Okay, well, when they burn that, now that puts off a stench. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Rob just got done conducting an experiment for the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
I sent something Mike's way.
Did he burn a turd?
To test out some of our experiments here.
I sent something Mike's way down at MSD.
One of them, Jim. Okay, Rob, thanks for coming back to our show. We have, what's this guy's name?
But you know what I found out?
We have Tom on.
You know what
I
found
here.
Out? It's neither Chris nor Rob nor Jim who is the star of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. It is you, the callers. I found that out while sending something Mike's way. You with me, Tom?
I'm here.
So you're here defending Lower Price Hill.
Well, sure.
It is the most lovely bedroom community in the Queen City.
Well, no, it's not the most lovely, but you can walk down the street after dark.
I heard there's no hookers there.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
I heard there are no drugs there.
What about gangs?
Gangs?
Yeah, you guys got gangs?
Crips, Bloods?
Well, there's gangs everywhere.
But what about hardcore drugs like heroin and crack cocaine?
And horse.
I don't know. I don't use them. I'm a drinking man myself.
What kind of beer are you drinking?
I'm going to pull cork.
What's the most popular beer in Lower Price Hill, or can I guess?
The most popular view?
Beer.
Go up there in that park and look across the river to Kentucky.
Yes. Honey, this weekend let's go to Lower Price Hill and watch Kentucky.
Where can you go any place in Cincinnati and see a view? I mean, there's concrete sidewalks and streets. You can't see a view from Cincinnati.
So you're saying that Lower Price Hill is certainly not Eden, but it certainly isn't Hades either.
No, it's a livable place, though.
It's
you have very nice people in Lower Price Hill and Upper Price Hill.
I heard the people in Lower Price Hill were very clannish. Very cliquish, and if you weren't from Lower Price Hill, and say you went somewhere like the local chili company, and they could smell that you weren't from Lower Price Hill because you didn't have that MSD stench reeking from your flannel shirt, that they would like give you the evil eye, and then maybe take you out in the parking lot and beat your ass.
No, I don't think that's true. I've only lived here about 5 years.
And when you first got there, were the people open and friendly?
Yeah, people will talk to you that.
Well, they're hillbillies.
So they sit on their porch. They sit on the roof, then.
Pardon me?
They sit on the roof.
Well, what's wrong with that? If you want to see something,
you guys, on the roof and look. You guys sit on the roof there in Lower Price Hill and watch the cars go by.
Well, it's better than going out and knocking somebody in the head and robbing them, isn't it?
Can't argue that logic. Tom, we'll put down one positive vote for Lower Price Hill.
Yeah, one vote for me.
Okay. Thanks for checking in.
It's a nice place to live.
It's a nice place to live.
Yeah.
All right, Tom from the Lower Price Hill Welcome Wagon.
Later. 749-1444, the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. That's us.
We're talking about the ugliness.
Yeah, this one's been sticking around for a while, too. We've been talking about ugliness now for an hour and 15 minutes. Normally, we have a hard time staying on a topic that
Everybody
long.
Just wants to bash Lower Price Hill, and then some people want to defend it. So, you know, who knows?
Robert Lansing and Mildred Netwick both died.
I don't know who either one is.
Actors. They're both actors.
Who? Robert
Lansing. He's got rugged good looks and a deep voice.
What did he do?
He was in films and television.
Give me some.
He starred in the television series 12 O'Clock High and Broadway plays like The Great Gold Brown, Suddenly Last Summer, and The Little Foxes. And he made some films, The 4D Man, A Gathering of Eagles, Under the Yum Yum Tree, The Scalpel, and The Nest.
I saw Under the Yum Yum Tree. That had Jack Lemmon in it. That was a good,
that good
one. Yeah, it was really
and,
good.
And Mildred Natwick died.
Okay, who's she?
A small woman with sharp features and a mischievous manner. She was real big in Broadway. She was in like 40 Broadway
what
productions.
What movies did she make?
Didn't make any.
You know,
say.
In America, if you don't make a movie, you're not an actor.
I know. Isn't that ridiculous?
Rhonda, what's going on?
Help me, Rhonda.
Okay. I'm from Lower Price Hill, and we're right on 8th and State.
Do you want to defend Lower... Did you come to praise Lower Price Hill or bury it?
Come to defend it.
Why?
Well, truthfully, the people are really nice, and...
People are nice everywhere!
No, they're not, Chris.
And there's a lot of great places you really can go down there.
Let's hear a few.
On the corner of West 8th and 8th and State, they have a diner called Paradise. And, you know, you can go in there and eat. Everyone's real friendly, you know, you get along. You have a couple of young kids, you know, that like to start, but they're pretty nice.
There are young punks everywhere.
Yeah, some here and there, but, you know, give them a chance. And there's not really any smell that I've smelled, you know.
There's no smell that you've smelled that you've ever smelled.
Hey, Rhonda, say this right after me. One smart fellow, he felt smart.
One smart fellow, he smelt fart.
On the first try,
busted.
Normally, I gotta get you to say it three times. You know, one smart fellow, he felt smart. One smart fellow, he felt smart. One smart fellow, he felt smart. Three times like that, but you blew it the first time around. You must be from Lower Price Hill.
No, I'm from Delhi.
Ah.
I've lived in Lower Price Hill on 8th and State.
So you and your boy, you're gonna go out on a date. It's Saturday night. You're in Lower Price Hill. What are you gonna do?
Probably go down to the diner. If not. They got, you know, a bar over there you can dance at and kind of sit around and
okay, but when you want to knock the pins down, where do you go?
Western Bowl, Western Hills. I guess that's the only place you could go. There's no bowling alleys.
So you go to Western Bowl?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like it there?
That's pretty nice, yeah.
That's cool. All right, well, thanks a lot for your input, Rhonda.
Okay.
Something totally unrelated to you is kind of shaking us.
It's not shaking us.
How come you got quiet? Me too. And then we all just like went.
Because it was funny. Okay.
Funny, man.
20 minutes after 3 o'clock, you're listening to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show right here on 88.3 FM, WAIF. Let's get a little hula music going here. This is a call-in talk show. We'll talk about just about anything. We'll talk about dead actors.
Linda, how are you doing?
Okay.
What's on your mind tonight, Linda?
Well, I'm not calling to knock or praise Lower Price Hill because I don't know anything about it. But I live in Coleraine Township. And
you live near Mount Rumkey?
Yeah, I live near Mount Rumkey.
And how's the stench from that beast?
Well, most of the time, really, it's not too bad. But every once in a while, you do get a whiff of something really
bad. What about
bad.
On a real hot summer day? It's like 98 degrees out in the shade.
Yep.
Humidity is about 110%.
That's when it's bad.
Yeah. When your kids, you ever go play in it?
No.
Do you ever tell your kids, like, you're fed up, go play on Mount Rumkey and leave me alone? I want to watch Oprah.
No kids.
Got any suggestions what we could do with Mount Rumkey?
I don't know. No, none at all.
Should we plant trees on it?
I don't know. I don't know if anything would grow on it.
You think we could put a lot of Christmas lights on it during the holiday season?
There's an idea.
Pretty it up a little bit, you know?
How about if we carve faces in the side of, like, Mount Rushmore? We could put, I don't know, like Simon Leese and David Mann and
And me and Rob.
And you and Chris and Rob.
Mike DeWine.
No.
No.
He's an idiot.
Cincinnati guys. Or Coleraine guys.
He's one we could throw in the Mill Creek, though.
Mike DeWine?
Yeah.
Right on.
See, he's got the big gap in his teeth. He could just stick a straw through there so he could breathe as he walked around on the bottom.
But, you know, there's, I read, I don't know if it was in the newspaper or where I read it, but there's an elephant buried there.
You probably read it on the bathroom wall somewhere.
No, I read it somewhere seriously that one of the weirdest things buried in there was an elephant that died while the circus was in town, like years ago.
And so they thought, well, we better bury this elephant.
I could see that.
Now,
where are you going to put a dead elephant?
Well, if this was a long time ago, you know one of those slaughterhouses would have been over there. Hey,
we can make some wieners out of that.
Hey, buddy, what you going to do with the big dead elephant?
Some pork chops and pork chopettes out of it.
Psst. Hey, you're not just going to throw that dead elephant away, are you?
Put a little curry sauce on it.
But
triple hot barbecue.
Hey, we could use its feet to make umbrella stands.
There's a place in Cincinnati that does smell good, though.
What's that?
It's Freeze and Freeze.
Oh, yeah. Flavor Maker.
The Flavor Maker.
The Flavor Maker.
There's another place in Cincinnati that smells real good, too.
What?
Right in between me and Rob. It smells like manhood. Now, seriously, let's suppose you come into town, you got yourself a dead elephant. What are you going to do with it? I can't think of a better place to put it.
Take it out of town?
Well, I mean, what's that tell you about Cincinnati? This elephant came into Riverfront Coliseum or the gardens or whatever, looked out to this hideous Riverfront Stadium or Riverfront Coliseum crowd, and had a heart attack.
Okay, thanks for your call, Linda.
Okay.
Later.
This elephant survived the wilds of Africa or India, wherever the elephant was from.
No,
but
it
couldn't
probably survived life in the circus like Dumbo, since it was a little baby elephant with big floppy ears.
But it couldn't survive the stench inside Riverfront Gardens, or Cincinnati Gardens. Yeah. I just invented a new place.
That Cincinnati Gardens could be a contender for one of Cincinnati's ugliest places.
That is an ugly... Inside and out.
Have you ever seen a concert from the inside?
Inside and out, that place is...
Steve O'Rama, you're on the
that's
air.
That's terrible.
Hey.
Hey, what's going on?
Not a whole lot.
So what'd you call to talk about, Steve?
Well, the people down in Price Hill.
You want to talk about, did you come to praise or bury them?
No, I was just going to say that the people down there, they're probably immune to the smell. That's why they can't smell it.
So you think they live there so they don't even know that they stink?
Well, yeah. I mean, you spend so much time down there.
Well, see, that's the way, I come to downtown Cincinnati, like to Riverfront Stadium, and I can't drink the water. The water's so gross, but I know guys who grew up there drinking that crap all their life. They think it actually tastes good. They think all those chemicals, all that chlorine, all that stuff is the way water's supposed to taste. Whereas I get this fresh, wonderful, tasty, yummy water
up in Hamilton.
Nuts. And that's how it's really supposed to taste. But they don't know. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're with me on this, Steve. So what you're saying is Lower Price Hill does, in fact, and indeed, stink. And people don't know it because their nostrils are burnt out from smelling it all their life.
Well, yeah, basically.
Do you think it is possible for a baby to be crawling around in the dirty diaper and nobody know about it for a couple, 3 days? In Lower Price Hill.
Yeah.
Need to take immediate action. We need to get a task force assembled. We need to study this Lower Price Hill quandary. Now, do you think if they moved some kind of plant that really stunk bad to, say, Indian Hills or Hyde Park, do you think that city council would do something about the stink? Or do you think they say, hey, man, who cares? There's a bunch of Appalachian white trash down there in Lower Price Hill. Who cares if it stinks all over them? Who cares if when Steve's mom hangs out the laundry that he brings in a bunch of stinking sheets? Who cares?
Well, what came first? The people living down there or the factory?
The chicken or the egg? I don't know, man. I don't know. Chris, do you know?
Well, they'd raise hell, I'll tell you that.
They sure would. Probably the factory. Although, I don't know. Maybe that's the only part of town they could afford to pay the rent in.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's
it
one for
it
the
didn't even work
team.
In Norwood. When the car plant closed in Norwood,
mm-hmm.
They took them a while, but they put in strip malls. They could have put in a big sewage plant.
They should have.
Think about that one for a while, Steve.
Yeah, I got another thing.
What?
I was listening on the radio early today, and they said that they had some guy calling in. He's talking about I guess he worked for one of them nice hotels downstairs.
Uh-huh.
And he said they sent a lot of the people coming in on conventions.
Mm-hmm.
They sent them over to like Covington, because there ain't no like strip bars and stuff like that around here.
Yeah.
And they thought that if we had some things like that downtown, it would generate a lot more money for the city.
I think there's absolutely no doubt if we put a few titty bars downtown, more people would come. I don't think there's much discussion involved there.
Build it, and they will come.
Say if you're a swing, and say if you're like some kind of wacky, just nutty trade union. Say, I don't know, say you deal with injected plastic molding or something like that. And you're scouting around for some place to have your wild swinging convention. Where are you going to have it? A place where they have titty bars, or a place where they have Applebee's?
Well, do they even have a convention center over there in Newport?
Who cares? They don't need it. You know, you can have the convention. You can have the actual booth. You can have the actual, and here's the new Ginsu knife for 1996. It's a very expensive model, but it's unbreakable. You can do that during the day, but then at night go across the river to party. But if you put it all right downtown, baby.
Then watch out.
If you put your one-stop titty club, Chippendales Club, in downtown, it'd attract all kinds of business. A little free city planning advice courtesy of the Chris and Rob and Steve Late Night Talk Show.
I'm not necessarily saying it's a good idea. I mean, there's something to be said in having the world's only clean town.
Who? What convention do you attract? Do monks have conventions?
Almost none.
Did they say no club?
Yeah, the Just Say... Well, not even that. There's drugs, all kinds of drugs in Cincinnati. Are you with us, Steve, or not?
What do you think, Steve?
I think there's, they'd generate a lot more money if they had places like that in here. I ain't saying this right or anything.
Do you think it'll attract the right kind of clientele?
Yeah.
Well, I think the same kind of people are going to come in and out of town either way.
Keep it kind of pricey. Keep the riffraff out. Let's call Roxy. Let's call Foxy Roxy tomorrow and say, listen, we know what you want to do with Fountain Square West. All those plans you've been going through for the last 3 years, scrap them. Two words,
Foxy.
Why
stop there? Why not bring in some legalized gambling?
Titty bar. They're going to put legalized gambling on the river. Mary, if they don't do it, some town in Indiana is going to do it. They'll get all the convention business.
Why not? Why stop there? Why don't we get hash bars like they have in Amsterdam?
A town in Kentucky will probably do that, and all the conventions will move west of Cincinnati. They'll have legalized gambling on the river, thanks to Indiana.
Legalized
pot. They'll have titty bars and hash bars over there in Kentucky, and they'll be having tons of fun on the Ohio River, but the Buckeye State will be left in the cold with the monk convention.
Do you have an opinion, Steve?
What was that? I missed something. A hash bar? What was that?
Hash was what the kids on the street call hashish?
Yeah.
Okay, and it's a controlled substance.
I know what it is.
Okay, good.
What, a bar?
Yeah, over there in Amsterdam, which is what the kids call Holland. You can just walk into like a Kmart and start smoking hash.
Really?
Yeah, like the lady at the door says, "Welcome to Kmart."
Dang.
You go, "Hey, do you got a light?" When you start, and then while you're puffing your hash, you're like, "Hey, I need a towel." And they like to say, "Oh, they're in aisle 8," and then you wander over and get your towel.
That's what it's like in Holland.
And then, you know, their snack bar does a lot of business.
Some marijuana's legal over there.
Steve, have you ever heard of Needle Park?
Needle Park?
Yes.
No.
I'm thinking we should cordon off a section of Eden Park and call it Needle Park. That's where we can put all the junkies. We can get them clean needles so they don't infect each other with HIV. And they can do all the heroin they want until their eyes pop out of their skulls.
So basically, just speed them on their way of dying.
Yeah, get it over with. That's what they do in Amsterdam, man. They got that right down there. They got a park right in the middle of Amsterdam, Holland. And that's where they put all the needle users. And it's called Needle Park. It's a real place.
Is that what?
60 Minutes did a story on it 4 or 5 years ago.
See, in Holland, and you have no real violent major crimes like that in Holland. You don't have gangs shooting each other because drugs are legal, so there is no underground drug traffic.
Just out of curiosity, do they use...
This guy's getting his visa ready.
No, it ain't.
You can go down to Kinko's and get your passport photo taken right now. They're still open.
Do they? Do you know if they also use hemp for other things?
I'm sure they make ropes and write declarations of independence.
There's a million
stuff like
ways things you can do with hemp. You can put it in a bong. You can roll a cigarette out of it. You
make
can
make a shirt out of it.
Yeah.
Other things. Just basically use it as a cash crop.
Yeah, I'm sure. I don't know how well hemp grows in Holland.
Hey, let's stop here because whenever we get on this hemp America thing, then we start going down that
slippery slope.
That's where we go. Right down into the bowels of the hemp people start calling. The hemp people come out of the woodwork. We don't want to talk to them. So we're going to cut you off now, Steve.
Thanks for your call, Steve.
All right, buddy.
Later.
I hate talking about that legalization stuff. We could talk about Amsterdam all night, though.
Needle Park. They really have a Needle Park?
Yeah, they really do. Say the phone number, Rob.
749-1444. Late Night Talk Show.
The phone number is
749-1444.
And in case you just tuned in, Rob is going to recap the quote of the week.
This is what Oscar Wilde said to a newspaper man in Cincinnati when he was here back in 1882.
Who's Oscar Wilde, real quick?
An Irish writer.
Okay.
He said, "I wonder your criminals don't plead the ugliness of your city as an excuse for their crimes."
And since 2 o'clock in the morning, we've been talking about Lower Price Hill, the ugliest part of Cincinnati. Darren, you're on the air with Chris.
And Rob.
Yeah.
Hi, Darren.
How you doing?
Fine.
Why you guys keep putting Lower Price Hill down?
I'd never said anything bad about Lower Price Hill, neither did my co-host, Rob.
Have you ever lived here?
It's the people been calling up tonight have been ragging on it.
Well, they shouldn't be ragging if they never lived there. One good thing is once you got a friend from Lower Price Hill, you got a friend for life.
Listen, Darren, Ronald Reagan never lived in Russia, but he spent a lot of time putting it down.
That's true.
So we can understand your point, though. You know, don't criticize what you don't understand. Don't criticize
and
what you don't really...
places to go, too, like Gumbo's. We got the Bangles down here. They got a dance over at Orla School every year. And stuff like that. So I don't know why people keep putting Lower Price Hill there.
I don't know either. I mean, some people just have a thing against Lower Price Hill.
We got things against Price Hill, too, but we don't say anything bad.
Now, what's the difference between Lower Price Hill and Upper Price Hill?
There's rednecks in Price Hill. There ain't none in Lower Price Hill.
Hey, don't worry about it. Talk to this guy.
Well, I thought you were handling it.
I was.
So, where's the dividing line exactly?
There's rednecks up in Warsaw. There's not none in Lower Price Hill.
Not none?
Okay, but where's the dividing line?
There ain't any. There ain't none.
So where is the dividing line between Upper Price Hill and Lower Price Hill?
Warsaw, 8th and State.
8th and State.
Right.
Okay. And where do you live? You live in Lower Price Hill?
Yeah.
And some of the finest people you've ever met live there?
Right.
Are there any hookers?
No, not that I know of.
What about gangs?
A few.
What about drugs?
A few.
What about litter?
A few.
What about people
all over the place?
What about pornography?
What about decrepit
real estate?
What about people expectorating on the street?
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
What about people curbing their dog everywhere?
I don't know about that.
Okay. Well, see, Darren, here's where Rob and I stand on this Lower Price Hill thing. We are merely a forum for the people. Rob and I have very little opinion of Lower Price Hill going into tonight's program. Very little meaning not any opinion, not meaning that we have a good one or a bad one. You dig my scene?
So what you're saying is we think little of Lower Price
Hill. We don't think anything about it.
Oh, okay.
And then people have been calling us. One guy calls, says it's yucky. Another guy calls, says it's great. Another girl calls, says it's yucky. Another girl calls, says it's great. You're calling saying it's great. The next person's going to hate it. The next person's going to love it. That's what America was built on. Controversy.
And I was born there all my life, and I love it.
Okay.
Well, all right, Derek.
All right. Take it easy.
Lighter. 749-1444 is the phone number here. The Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
We're going to have Kung Fu Theater here within the next 10 minutes.
Yeah, very shortly.
You're going to want to stay tuned for that.
This is going to be a very special edition of Kung Fu
Theater. If you're thinking about bagging on the show, just wait another 10 or 15.
As they say on ESPN2, don't tank.
No.
You gotta have cable to get that reference. Okay, right now we are getting ready to talk to the one, the only, the man with the plan, the tower of power, the man of the hour, the Gimp.
Hello, Gimp, you're on the air.
Hey, Chris and Rob, how are you?
Fantastic, how you doing, Gimp?
Not too bad, this is the bright spot of my night.
Where'd you get the name, the Gimp?
Oh, some movie I saw recently.
Okay, so what's on your mind tonight?
Was it Wayne's World?
No.
Was it Jurassic Park?
No.
Naked Lunch?
Gee, you're a Gimp.
I hear tell. I just tuned in a minute ago, but I hear tell you want to know about what I think the ugliest place in Cincinnati is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Riverfront Stadium.
Why do you say that?
Because they're not playing baseball there, and they're not playing football there.
Well, what should they be doing there?
Playing baseball.
They had the Stones. What more do you want?
They have what?
They have the Rolling Stones. Bow,
bow, bow. Okay.
So what you're suggesting is they go to all the T-ways, they buy all the generic cornflakes they can, then they get tons of, and they dump them into the Riverfront Stadium, then they fill it up with milk, and they just let all the poor people come and eat all the cornflakes they want. Use it for a big cereal bowl.
I said that?
Yeah. You don't remember saying that, Gimp?
What a great idea.
You're a brilliant man, Gimp.
I have a suggestion, though, for how the Bengals should warm up their quarterbacks.
Okay, have them go play in I-71.
That could help. That could help. Of course, they got to take a few snaps on the sidelines.
Hey, Gimp, did you hear that we have...
Why don't you just interrupt somebody,
I'm
Chris?
I'm interrupting him.
Why don't you just interrupt the man?
He was starting to bore Treat me.
Treat him with a little respect. He was getting to the point. Get to the point, Gimp. Go ahead.
Nah, there was no point.
Aw, Chris, see, you bummed him out. We had a cool listener here, and you ticked him off.
No, I'm going to offer our cool listener an opportunity that he can get on no other radio show in the entire country.
You're
going
to give him a walk-on part in Kung Fu Theater?
Yes, I am.
What an opportunity. What a golden chance of a lifetime.
Gimp, would you like to be part of tonight's Kung Fu Theater?
Why, sure.
Okay.
Do you know your role?
No.
Have you ever heard Kung Fu Theater before?
I have not.
Give us a karate chop.
There you go. That's pretty good.
That was good.
Now give us like a hee-ah.
Oh, ha.
That wasn't bad.
Well, you know, like when you're getting ready to kung fu, something like Bruce Lee's getting ready to kick Chuck Norris's ass. What's he yell?
Wah!
You know,
what does Chuck Norris yell?
Yeah, you know, one of those
hee-ah. Chuck doesn't yell. Chuck Norris is too cool.
Okay, well, like Bruce Lee used to scream all the time.
Yee-ha!
Yeah, this guy's a natural.
Okay.
All right.
Your cue will be obvious. When the cue arrives, give us the best karate chop you can and keep it going until we stop. And you can throw in a couple after that if you want, okay? Are you ready?
Okay.
Okay. Here we go.
That's another white cast.
Stay tuned for Chris and Rob Kung Fu Theater.
Hard times have befallen Hunan Szechuan, Kung Fu Master of China, and he finds himself working the second shift security detail at a Hamilton department store.
Clean up in aisle 13. Clean up in aisle 13. Better bring in the cat litter, Neil. Whole case of motor oil. Jesus!
Joey, where did your brother Jeremy go?
Last time I saw him, he was admiring the butane lighters next to the linen display.
Hey, cool!
Hey, look over there. Look what's coming. Hey, you!
Oh!
Tune in next week for another edition of
Kung Fu Theater!
Thanks, Gimp.
What was my cue?
This is the Chris Knob Late Night Talk Show. Too much fun for radio.
See, that was a timely Kung Fu Theater.
The phone number is 749-1444. Why was Kung Fu Theater tonight so poignant?
Sunday, up in Hamilton, H-Town. H-Bomb. This woman is shopping at a Marsh grocery store on the west side of Hamilton. Two doors down, three doors down, something like that. There is a dollar savings store, I believe. So. Family Dollar Store is what it's called. So some kid...
There is?
Yeah, there is. There was. So a kid ditched his mom in Marsh's. The kid's nine. Walked down three doors, four doors, two doors, whatever the hell it was. Was looking at the towels. Lit a towel. And then the store closed. This kid lit a towel with a lighter. The store closed. They like said, hey, kid, get out of the store. We're closing. The kid said, okay, see you later. They get the kid out of the store. They look back. The damn linen department's in flames. And a fire rages madly out of control, causes $1.5 million worth of damage. It put a chiropractor, burnt his office down, basically. Burnt the Family Dollar Store down. Caused a lot of smoke damage to a Revco drugstore. And a little smoke damage to the Marshes, even. And then up in Middletown, another Butler County community, a fourth grader set a damn fire at a school. He used a cigarette lighter, this 11-year-old did, to ignite a box of paper towels in a storage closet at his school, McKinley Elementary. So this is for all you Butler County kids who are 9, 10, or 11, or even older or younger.
Fire safety.
Hey, kids. When you start a fire, like when you light cotton towels or if you light paper towels or something on fire, there's a good chance it's going to spread and you're not going to be able to contain it. And, you know, Chris, when you run up a $1.5 million debt at age 9, it's going to be a hard road to pay it back. This kid better hope he pays back. He better hope he wins the lottery or he's not going to be able to ever pay off that $1.5 million.
Tell me about it.
Are they going to make you pay it all back?
Not on a Hamilton parent's wage.
How is this 9-year-old kid going to pay back $1.5 million?
He'll be paying it back till he's a senior citizen.
Would you disown him?
I'd put him to work.
You can work your whole life from age 9 and not come close to making $1.5 million.
I'd get him towing a hoe.
Towing a hoe? What's that mean?
One toke over the line, baby. Big man, you're on the air.
Yeah, man, I like to defend Lower Price Hill too, man.
Why?
Because it ain't so bad to live down here, man, when you ain't got nowhere else to live.
Hey, that's one way to look at it, man. When you got nowhere else to go, check out Lower Price Hill.
That's it. There's a lot of good people down here.
The blues ain't nothing but a good man feeling bad.
Bunch of cool cats sitting on the roof on a lawn chair.
Chucking some blats.
Drinking blats and Pabst Blue Ribbon out of a styrofoam cooler.
Budweiser, man.
Whoa, that's for you rich Lower Price Hill guys.
Yeah, we just chill out.
Go if you want.
No, he shouldn't like say no, that's not us.
Be cool. Well.
Yeah, so I guess every community has the good or the bad. You can either look at the flower or you can look at the thorns. So, you know, it's just depending on how you want to look at it. Do you want to say the glass is half full, the glass is half empty? Do you want to say the community is a backwards place full of bucktooth hicks? Or do you want to say the community is a relaxed place full of Appalachian Americans?
It's a relaxed place.
All right.
All right.
You have a good time, big man.
You too.
We'll
Be
put
cool.
down another vote in favor of Lower Price Hill All being right. a fine community. They don't have 9-year-olds burning down stores in Lower Price Hill either.
Do they have good schools there?
Are they part of the Cincinnati School District? No. Then no. So I don't know. I didn't think that when we started talking about the beauty and ugly of Cincinnati that we'd be stuck in a I like Lower Price Hill, I hate Lower Price Hill kind of conversation. No one's brought up North Side, which never struck me as exactly being a garden. Queensgate. Cumminsville, Norwood. Norwood's not part of Cincinnati, though, is it?
No, it's Norwood its own, is its own.
Norwood's its own incorporated village, city, town, whatever it is. 749-1444, it's Chris Robb, Late Night Talk Show.
Randy Newman.
water or sugar with your tea? What are these crazy questions that they're asking of me? This is the wildest party that there ever could be. Well, don't turn on the light, cause I don't wanna see. Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come. Mama said there ain't no way to have fun. Open up the window, let some air into this room. I think I'm almost choking on the smell of stale perfume. That cigarette you're smoking about to scare me half to death. Open up the window, let me catch my breath. Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come. Mama said there ain't no way to have fun. Radio is blasting, someone beating on the door. Our hostess is not lasting, she's out on the floor. I've seen so many things that I ain't never seen before. I don't know what it is, but I don't wanna see no more. Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come. Mama said there ain't no way to have fun.
I feel better, man. I feel a lot better. Jim prescribed. He prescribed a cocktail of water and orange juice, or what kind of juice is this? Fruit punch. Five Alive, something like that. And I feel much better. So, everybody who's out there concerned, thanks for your cards, letters,
well
wishes.
Well, I'm happy for you, Rob.
I'm still going to slap a lawsuit on her.
Good.
Poison fajitas.
Well, in case you just tuned in, we are
the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.